Hello.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. Oh, it's still morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing? Okay, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity of being up here and preaching your word, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for having the people to come here and a safe trip here for our team, Venture Team International. And Father, I pray that we have our hearts and minds open, and what we will have to say, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Are the mics off? Okay. For the past year, I don't know where I want to stand right now. For the past year or so, I've been going through a lot of stuff, obstacles, you might say. For starters, I mean, in the Bible school, you needed money, and I wanted to save as much as I can, but I had so much troubles going through that, and my mother told me to get my band to do that, and I thought my band wouldn't do that, but then suddenly, the band said, yeah, sure, we'll fund you for this education. And so I ended up going to a Bible school, which was like, I didn't think that was going to ever happen. And, you know, that's when I started to rely on God. I'm like, okay. Then I heard that the Venture Team wanted to go to somewhere. They hadn't decided yet. And I wanted to join VTI because it's part of the, I could get credits. And it'll still go back to my Bible school. And I'm like, oh, well, that'd be kind of cool. It'll be doing two things at once because I've always wanted to join VTI. The problem is I had so much homework, and the application was only like, 10 pages, and I never had that kind of time, and I tried to do as much as I could, but sadly, I missed the deadline, and I felt really, sad about that, but I was like, okay, well, there's a reason for that. Then I went to camp for about 6 weeks. On the last week of teen camp, Tabitha phoned me and said that they still need two more guys for Venture Team. And so she gave me the application and said it's going to be a little rush. Haha, no kidding. So anyways, I started writing down, and all these questions seemed so hard, and I had, so much troubles, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take a break and play some video games. And, that day, James and Karina came along, and, say, did you get it done? No. Did you get it done? No. Well, let's get it done. And they just kept pushing me and pushing me, and I eventually got it done, and I got the doctor check, and everything was done. Suddenly, another thing happened to me. I lost my wallet, which had all my IDs, all my birth certificates, and, actually one birth certificate, but I don't want to talk about it. But the thing is, I felt so discouraged because I tried to get all my IDs, and the thing is, they need ID to get my new ID, and I don't have any ID, so I only had my debit card, and that was it. And so I was so frustrated, and I just wanted to give up right there. And Rachel, Jane's mother, told me, and I was getting so frustrated, I wanted to give up. And what she told me says, who's in control? Who's in control of all this? Who's trying to stop you? Like, who's really trying to stop you? And I realized, all this, I could have gave up right there and then because, there were so many things that were stopping me. And eventually, I was accepted to VTI, and here I am. But it doesn't stop there. So, Karina and I, we had applied for our birth certificates. And our birth certificates, we put them on Express. And it would only take about maybe a week, 3 weeks later. And then, our deadline's getting really close because we got to get to Calgary and we got to get to Vancouver to get our visas. And so we had to do it again. Karina made some phone calls and, it was getting really close. And we've been praying about it long and hard for it. And I keep saying to myself, well, if I can't come, then there's a reason for it. So anyways, I got a phone call. They said that the birth certificates arrived, finally. And then I think, was it the next day? There was another package, and it turns out, I ordered two birth certificates, just as a backup, and then it turns out, in the end, I got four. four. So I think that's great, and they're really this small and colorful, so I really like them. And anyways, then we had to go and fill up the passports, and I finally got my passports, and then we ended up getting our visas, and we had problems with one of our team members because he's from the States, and that took long. So we prayed long and hard for that, and we got his visas for him, so we're very thankful for that. There were a lot of close calls, and there was a lot of things I had a lot of doubts. But luckily, God sends people for us to encourage us to, you just got to believe that God is in control, and He takes care of it, and He takes care of us. He knows what's best for us. And as long as we keep our focus and we're determined, there was this one man on Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to, hello? Mark 2, verse 1 to 12, and it says, when he had came back to the, what's that word again?
Capernaum.
Several days afterward, it was heard that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room. There was not even near the door, and he was speaking the word to them. And they came, bringing him a paralytic, carried by four men. Being able to get him to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug it open, they let him down the pillar on which the paralyzed was lying. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes were sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak that way? Is he blaspheming? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning the way within themselves, and said to them, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and pick up your pallet and walk,' so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins?" And he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." And he got up. Immediately, he picked up the pallet and went out in the sight of everyone. So they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this before." So you can imagine what he's been, this paralytic. He believed that he could heal him. And I was like, "I heard about this guy. He could heal. This is Christ." But he couldn't do it because he was paralyzed. He couldn't go anywhere. And so he got four friends, and they got him. They made a pallet. They carried him, and it wasn't just a straight through. There was these people in front of him, and I was like, "Oh, what are we gonna do? We'll just go around them." So can you imagine a crowd. You maybe think about maybe 400, 500, give or take. And so they go around, and then they got to climb the roof. So they probably had like two guys up in the roof and two guys in the bottom. Or maybe they got, maybe two guys in the roof. And they got some ropes, and they had to bring them up. And then there was the roof. And I bet they were thinking, they'd probably dig this down, but what if the whole thing collapsed? They probably were thinking about that too. So they opened the hole, everything was great, and Jesus saw it, and he brought him down. And knowing that Jesus, I think he was pleased if only, being so faithful to believe. They went all through this just so they can see Jesus. So they believed that Jesus could heal the paralytic. And Jesus, "I forgive you." And after that, he got up and he was healed, not on the outside, but also on the inside. And he went home. And everyone was amazed by that. And they glorified and gave thanks to God. And it's like, who is this man? Today, I've been through some obstacles. And a lot of things, we go through obstacles. And there's a lot of things that, influence us to stop and not, focus on Christ. There's a lot of doubts. There's a lot of things that stop us. First of all, the things that stop us, sometimes we feel, Most in today's age, we feel lazy. Sometimes we don't want to get up to church, you know, because we just want to sleep in, because you know it was a tiring Saturday. You got, you know, or there are friends, you know, who doesn't, you know, are, you know, Christ followers, and that's like, they'll say, you know, you don't need to go to church. How about we do something for tomorrow? How about coffee? Let's go for coffee. Satan will do anything to put an obstacle in front of you. Anything to influence you, to stop you, to keep your focus or to reach God. But God is faithful. He will send people to us to encourage us. He'll find ways to get around. You know, there's a big wall in front of you. You know, if it's too high, you feel you can't do it. And, you know, Satan's always behind your back and whispering in your ear saying, you can't do that. You know, don't even bother. Don't worry about it. You know, let's have some fun. Let's go get some coffee. Get some energy drinks or something. You know. But, you know, like this paralyzed, it didn't, the paralyzed man, that didn't stop him. No, he wanted to keep going because he believed that, you know, Jesus was the way. He could heal him. And so today, sometimes we have our obstacles, and we need to, you know, we need to pray to the Lord to help us, you know, because we can't do this alone with our own strength. No matter how smart you are, no matter how strong you are, or fast, or, you know, even the gifts that are given sometimes isn't enough. We still need God to feed us and give us that strength to get past that wall. Sometimes we got to start listening to Him too, because, you know, we're stubborn. You know, if we don't listen, and God's trying to say, why don't you just go around? There's just a round there. Nope, no, I got to get away up there. You know, and Satan will use that and say, yeah, you know, there's no way around it. You got to get over that top. And even today and on, I think about, you know, we're going to India and in the UK, and we're going to go through some obstacles, and I'm expecting to have a bunch of ups and downs, but we also have to trust in God. We also have to trust in the Lord that He can get us through. He's going to give us strength, because Satan will do anything to stop us, like trying to stop me to get to join VTI, to stop me from that passport. But we pray to God, we just, you know, we let Him have control of all this, you know, because He's stronger, much, much stronger than Satan. And, you know, there's a lot of things that even sometimes I need to work on things. Like, I should be reading more of the Bible every day, and I'm having troubles with that. But I continue to follow Christ and continue to read. And sometimes there are days I feel so excited just to read it. And some days I'm like, this is so boring. What's this got to do with me? Oh, hey, this is interesting. You know. Anyways, I'm just so glad that our God is powerful. He's in control of everything. He knows what He's doing. This is a God who plans ahead, way ahead. And the thing is that we have to do is to continue to trust Him and pray for Him and, you know, rely on Him. And make sure that, you know, Satan, just ignore him and just keep going. The idea is never give up and follow God. Never learn to give up. As soon as you learn to give up, then Satan can use that. So my question is for you guys, what is your obstacles today? And how can you get through it? You can get through it by God and the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for giving me the strength of being up here, Lord. Lord, I want to thank You for having the people to come here. Lord, I want to thank You for giving us, you know, ways, open the doors for us, Lord. Lord, I want to thank You for being such a powerful God, and you're always in control, Lord. Lord, I just pray that You continue to be patient with us, and that we'll learn to endure and just keep going, Lord, and then never to give up and rely on You. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello. Thank you for your ministry to us, Nathan, and bringing us the word this morning. It's so good to know that we should not ever give up, even though obstacles are in our way. Have you enjoyed VTI this morning? I praise God for you, and we will be praying for you as you head to India and to the UK. We're sorry for you. But let's pray, shall we? Let's pray for VTI and for the ministry that they have with us and abroad. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning, and we thank you, God, for how you're using Venture Teams International. And Lord, that word international and the word team, and as they venture forth, God, we know it's all about you. And Lord, we pray your mighty blessing upon them, your protection upon their minds, Lord, because we know the enemy wants to creep in and put obstacles there. And so, God, we just pray that you'll continue to be at the forefront of everything they do, everything they say, and Lord, protect them as they venture forth to India and to the United Kingdom. And may, Lord, what they do in their heart, may they use their gifts that you've given them, and may their fruit be evidence of that. We already know, God, you both go before us, as Ephesians says. And so, God, we know you prepared the way for them. And so we pray that they'll be obedient to you in whatever they say and whatever they do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you again, Venture Teams. It's fantastic. And are you doing one more song?
Yeah. Just like what Nathan was saying, I wanted to echo that Jesus is the one who can get us through those obstacles, and he is the one who can save us. And so I wanted to sing again the song we sang at the beginning, Mighty to Save. Jesus is mighty to save. Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs compassion. A love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness. The kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. If everyone could stand and sing, Savior.
Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. And Jesus conquered the grave, yeah.